Welcome to Tea with Twins.
My name is Vanessa.
And I'm Victoria. We are twins who want to shine a light on what it's like to be a twin,
know a twin,
be friends with a twin,
our parents to twins,
and are dating a twin.
Thanks for tuning in. Grab your tea or whatever you're drinking. It's time for you to sip
and us to spill.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, thank you to our viewers. And if you are not subscribed yet to our podcast, don't forget to do that. Actually, right now. So take it right now. Just press the subscribe button.
Or just screenshot and share it to your story and let us know how you enjoyed that podcast.
Yeah, so this podcast is going to be
crazy.
Because Vanessa and I and our best friend figured out the best thing to do while in quarantine.
Yeah, so each week.
So each week, we each surprisingly take the other two on a trip. And the only thing we tell them to do or bring or whatever is, you know, the clothes that they should wear. Mm-hmm. So the week before that, it was Vanessa's turn. And she took us to see Highland Cows. She took us to a little town.
Wine tour.
And so then this week it was Chan's turn. And Chan took us to a clairvoyant. And if you don't know what a clairvoyant is, they either see images or they hear souls around them telling about that person's future, their past, and how their life is basically going to unravel out. So that was a little surprising. And Vanessa and I are kind of going to dig deep into what the clairvoyant said, particular like as twins, because she did see us as twins in multiple lives, which was super exciting. But before we get into that, we want to say that we are still doing well, and in 2 days it's going to be our 25th birthday.
Well, when we launch this, it's going to be our birthday.
Yeah, so
happy birthday to us.
Yeah, happy birthday to us. So something that Vanessa and I also don't do is get each other presents or get each other like anything.
Yeah, but you told me you bought me.
But yesterday I bought her something. Classic Instagram cart, right? Like, it's the new way of shopping.
I was online.
I was like scrolling and I was like, oh, I want to check out this person because I like love this person in the show. And this person was advertising something and she said swipe up, and I was like, yeah, I'm buying that. And that's how easy it is to buy things these days. Mm-hmm. And that's how easy it is to maybe not have a good budget. So I basically told her, it was more on the pricey side, but I told her I wanted it anyways. So basically it's a gift to me and you.
Well, I need to look for your birthday present today then.
No, not really, because I'm going to use this gift. So it's partly a gift to you and partly a gift to me. Mm-hmm. So that's the benefits of having a twin, is whatever you buy, it's still
going
to be
yours. Maybe by the time we launch this podcast, people already know what it is.
No, because it said 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, damn.
So you're getting it like Friday or something.
Oh.
Yeah, so going back to our little day trip, we went to a little town in Knowlton, and the clairvoyant lived there, and we went to her house, and we each took turns. We each had about an hour to her, where she, you know, put her two hands over our palms. And for me, she said I have, like, obviously good energy and stuff, but for Vanessa and Chan, what happened when she put...
Yeah, she, like, put her three fingers on, like, our wrist, and then she, like, to, like, for her to click and then to hear, like, what is happening on the outside world, and it, like, shocked my arm, and it shocked Chan's arm. It was so weird. Like, she lifted her hands, and my whole hand, like, felt like someone just shocked me. It was really weird.
Yeah, I never even got that, so I don't know.
Yeah, so she was telling us that...
So first off, we're going to talk about our past lives.
Yeah, so individually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, collectively, you could say what she said about us.
Okay, so, well, together as twins, she said that we've been in, this is our third time being twins together. Mm-hmm. The most, like, recent time was, like, us in Brazil, and she told me to go back to Brazil with Victoria because it'd be, like, cool. And we were kind of like musicians. We kind of do like play at different shows, but apparently like our dad would like
take all the money.
Like, he'd just bring us to the shows.
Like, he used us basically as like zoo animals.
Yeah, but we'd just be playing like piano or singing and stuff. So that was like our recent past life. She didn't tell me about the other ones, but it's kind of cool because she was like, you know, third time's a charm. So that's probably why we're super close and stuff now, is because like, if you believe in this stuff, maybe that's why we're so close.
Yeah, and then she also said when we were in Brazil, like, today, that's why we don't like being pampered, or we don't like when people, you know, like, spend a lot of time on our hair or nails or, like, anything.
I never have my nails done.
Yeah, and that's because in our past life in Brazil, we did that constantly. Like, from the time we woke up to our concert, people were curling our hair, people were, you know, putting that white powder on our face. So that is why in this life we're kind of like leaning away from
it. Oh yeah, we should probably say before we keep going on this is like take what you want and then, you know, you don't have to believe in it. It's just kind of interesting to see like hear these things. But yeah, you don't have to like just take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and if you do like this stuff, we'll enjoy because...
And let's know because we can give you the lady's number. She was awesome.
Yeah, and also, I didn't know that clairvoyant people worked with the government, but the government of Canada, and she was saying that she worked with another government, actually hire clairvoyant people.
Yeah, like off like an island or something. Yeah. She said like there was...
Somalia and China.
Yeah, China would come into their waters and like take all the fish, and then it'd be leave the island with like... no food, so she was trying to see like a way where she can kind of like help them. Mm-hmm. So that if was she pretty sees cool
in the
and
future.
I heard that they would even they would use like people like mediums to for investigation. So if there was like a murder investigation or something, they would bring in a medium to kind of see what happened in that process. But
wasn't that like
they don't
Melinda
really advertise
Ghost
it.
Whisperer? Remember that show with Melinda?
Oh yeah, the Ghost Whisperer.
I think she could see stuff. Yeah.
She could have seen stuff.
Yeah, so that was our past life in Brazil. Now we're in this present life. And did she mention anything else about our past lives?
No.
Other than that, like, we just had no money. So this life, like...
We're going to be abundant.
Abundant with money because our dad took all of our money in our past. Super sad. Yeah, she also said, like, I'm more of, the protective twin.
Mm-hmm.
She said I was more of the backbone of this relationship, which is true. Because I'm always, like... If you could count on someone, or if you could count on someone staying emotionally sane, it's going to be me. Vanessa might pop off.
What does
off.
That mean?
Vanessa might pop off here and there. A little firecracker. And then I was, like, explaining to her, I was, like, she was, like, yeah, you probably, like, so Victoria and I, like, really can, like, easily cut people off, or, like, if we feel like you're not really bringing anything to our energy, or to, like, as selfish as it sounds.
A chair to the table.
Or if you don't bring the table... it's, like, hard for us to be surrounded by you because, like, we want, like, really, like, ambitious and positive and inspiring people around us that make us laugh and, you know, don't criticize and stuff. So she's, like, it's really easy for you and Victoria to cut off people or to get over people really fast because you do have each other. And, like, it's not, like, if we were to cut off this certain relationship, we'd be left alone. So it's really easy for us just to be, like, oh, okay, well, like, I still have Victoria that I can fall back on. So that's kind of, like, a reason why Victoria and I are, like, super dependent on each other, but very independent on our, like...
Other people.
On other people. Yeah, we don't really depend on other people other than ourselves, which I found was pretty cool and neat at the same time. So, yeah, let's talk about what she said about us.
Yeah, so she said that my reason of being in this... like, lifetime is to spread, like, joy and to only bring joy. Since my past life, like, I was, like, I was a man in Japan. I've been a woman in India who didn't last really long due to certain circumstances. And my other life was in Pakistan, also as a male, doing this, like, ash meditation. But she said that this life, I'm only about spreading joy because I have so much knowledge from my past lives that I'm able to help people get off the hamster wheel of life and kind of show them a new route. So I thought that was really awesome because I'm always just here for a happy time. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a happy time. And, like, that's so important to me. And it was nice to know, like, that she kind of brought that on to, like, brought up that onto the table because I'm always like, why can people not be happier? Why can people not see the positive side of things?
Mm-hmm.
And people sometimes are like, well, like, every day doesn't need to be positive, but I mean,
parts of your day do.
Yeah, so that was one part of mine. And what was yours? Mine was joy. Yours was?
Mine was helping women and, like, showing others, like, how to be free in their freedom. Because in my past life, I was a Polish priest who was killed off and I had to only help men. I guess it was, like, that time. I was also a Chinese man who was married to three wives.
Mm.
And I was also a detective. A woman, a detective in London, but I was never really seen. I was kind of, like, in the shadows of everything, so that's why I'm, like, have this passion to, like, help women. There's a sort of freedom that we deserve and want and not, like, really based on the specific routine. And she said, like, I have trouble hanging out with people who are negative and who are in a certain routine because she said, I'm a type of person who hates doing the same thing over and over. And that is so true. So when I see someone in a rut and stuff, or like just doing the same thing every single day, I'm kind of like, ugh, and I like maybe try to show them a different way, which is so cool because it's like associated with the business that I'm a part of now about helping women and men, but my team is mostly women, and showing them that there is freedom and that we are allowed to have choices, and if there is something that we want, we should go after and not be scared of it. I was actually listening to a podcast and they said, I sent you a text so I didn't forget it. And they said, we're not supposed to be going after, you know, the cars, the watches, the jewelries, the paychecks. But we're also not supposed to be staying in our comfort zone and just doing things like being comfortable and being in a routine. What we're supposed to be after is the pursuit. So the pursuit of your, like, being on a journey and enjoying, you know, the highs and lows of that. So it's kind of cool how she brought that up.
Yeah, and something interesting for mine too, she was saying like the only security that I'll have in my life is my passport. Mm. And she said that like my home, or like I haven't found the place yet for me, even though I've traveled a lot. And that's because Earth isn't my cup of tea, let's say. Like she said that I've lived such other lives that like Earth is kind of kindergarten class for me, which makes sense because if you ever hung out with Vanessa and I, or if we plan a day trip, like that day trip is planned from like, you know, like 7 a.m. to like 8 p.m. or like, you know, later. Like we don't waste a time in our day. Like we schedule at lunch, we schedule at coffee breaks, we schedule at like pee breaks. Like we're not wasting time. And I think that makes sense to what she said about me of like always traveling and, you know, always on the go and stuff, is because like Earth is just like so kindergarten for me. And but she said that I will end up in the west coast of Ireland. Mm. And when I do find the spot, I'm gonna say this is charming.
Well, she actually told me that we're like perfectionists because we now, well, I guess for me is like now I have the freedom in this life to do what I want, so I want to make sure it's perfect. And she kind of told me that I'll be like a writer in the future, and so I should take notes and write down everything, which I kind of do when I see, like, I read so many books and the best quotes I'll write down in my little journal. And I said, well, I'm writing something right now. And she said, no, it's not going to be that. It's going to be something that I would pick up, like something to help people get through something or get them back on the path towards something. Like, it's going to be more educational and kind of like a personal.
Rehab.
Yeah, like a personal development, like maybe as like a checkpoint, like what are you doing? You need to start doing the things that you love. So I'm looking forward to that, even though I'm not a huge writer. And she's told me that only in 4 or 5 years I will buckle down, and there's no like shock factor or nothing really serious like death or sickness or anything happening in my life like anytime soon. She couldn't even see it.
Hopefully you kind of understand who's bouncing back and forth here. Oh, yeah. Because that could be super confusing, but Victoria's back. And yeah, she said that back. My life is
back again.
Guess who's back? Taylor Fred. Anyways, my life is going to be super diverse, which means I'm going to do a lot of things to help a lot of different people, which is, again, amazing. And that's what I do anyways. I have like 4 different streams of income right now.
And so they're all helping people.
And they're all helping different people. So that's super, super exciting. She said that I'm going to leave something behind, something physical for the future. Mm-hmm. She thinks that like it's going to have to do with something with light. So glass blowing, something with light, which is super exciting. I don't know what it's going to be. And yeah, so basically, she said that like I was put in a position where the universe dragged me into it, and I think that's one of a position in my life right now which I didn't really see myself going towards, and then, you know, something drastic happened and I was basically thrown into a position, and now I absolutely loved it, but I don't think I would have put myself if I had a choice. So she was saying like that was the universe telling you like you weren't gonna do it, so we kind of forced you to, which I was like, wow, so much more sense. Mm-hmm. And I need to be more aware of sharing people's emotions. So for me, I'm quiet. So if you're friends with me, Victoria, and you're sometimes you think I zone out, or you sometimes don't see like I'm paying attention, or I'm quiet, or I'm kind of observing other people, that's because I'm good at reading the room. And I could feel everyone else's emotions in the room, which is really true. Like if I step in a room, I could really understand the vibe of it, like really, really well. Like if I don't feel comfortable, then like there's something that's gonna happen. Or if I'm like super happy, that means there's very high vibrations in there. But there's one instant that I was like, we were walking and we ran into someone, and this person was like, oh my god, you like look so sad. But I was so happy in that instant, and then running into this person, I got extremely sad. So the clairvoyant was like, next time when you come that, like, it's not you, it's you're attracting that person's energy. So just be upfront with them and just say like, actually, I was really happy until I ran into you. Like, would you like to talk about something?
Not in a mean
something?
Way. Yeah, not like, a mean just way, letting her just know, like, she might not even realize yeah. how sad she is because she might be, like, so used to it. So you could, like, kind of show her.
Yeah, so that was pretty amazing. I like that superpower, if you could call that. And I remember emotions very, very well. I love space. Like, I love having space. I love journaling. I love meditating. And I'm good at creating videos and music. So I always joke around with Vanessa and Chan that I'm going to be a DJ one day. And I swear, it might happen. So when she said that, I was like, maybe this is happening.
DJ Vic.
Yeah, I swear. And the reason why I feel more than think is because if I thought a lot, I would be in a black hole. So she said, by having being emotionally driven, you could easily turn over the leaf and keep going with your life, which I love.
Whoa. All right, so Vanessa's back. She told me that I'm gonna have a lot of land. I'm gonna have so much success and abundance that I won't really have to worry about everything. And that's what I, you know, say every day to myself and look at my vision board is like abundance. And I'm gonna have so much of, like, as like materialistic as it sounds, like money. But for me, money is like, or the world's run by money, right? And if I have more, I can give more. And so our big goal, Victoria and I, is to give like $1 million with our team. There's no deadline or like timeline for it, but we do want to give that. And so it helps when we have more money because we can help more people achieve or help them just as little as it can. And big things are going to happen to me. She said my favorite places to travel to that I should go to are Spain, Brazil, London, and Norway. I love to help others, which is totally yes. And she says, I'm going back to the last part where she doesn't see any accidents or anything happening to me, like, severely. She said, but you hang out with a lot of accident-prone people, so you have to be careful of them, which I'm, like, thinking of, like, who in my friends group are, like, accident-prone.
Not me.
Take a little step back. She told me that she couldn't really see, like, kids in my life yet, and she said, though, she saw me as more like a mother to other people, and that I'm kind of like a mother hen showing the way to people.
Which is true.
And also the mother earth. So she saw like a lot of animals, a lot of critters, a lot of like greenery around me. And so she said, you're going to be like a mother to earth, which is awesome because I'm always looking for ways to be more sustainable, to show others how to be more sustainable, and just educating them on safer products, safer foods to eat, and the ingredients that they should look out for. My motto is always, you know, look at the ingredients before you look at the price tag. And so I guess I agree with her on that point. She told me my archangel, which was Gabriel. And so funny, I've been waking up tired a few times like this past month or so. And I never do. I'm always like jumping out of bed ready. And she tells me that my spirit goes up and like parties upstairs. Like,
yes.
And she's like, at nighttime, you have to tell your spirit, like, go have fun, like, up there, but let me rest my body down here. And I thought that was so, like, funny. So that my spirit goes and parties every night with their friends.
Maybe my spirit goes with him or her.
Yeah, they go up together. And the last thing I want to mention, she also saw, like, two dead people that, like, came to her while I was sitting there, which was
very weird.
Yeah, that's crazy
because I didn't get any of that. I didn't get any dead people.
Yeah, I had, like, a little boy up to me and just tell me that he was there and that he was present and wanted to tell me that he was okay. But I don't really know any little
boys
who passed away. So I'm still trying to think. And also someone my age, I'm, like, a male, she said very good looking, got in a car accident, and he realized that I was being like, I don't know the word, but like someone was reading me, or I'm not really sure how to explain that, but he wanted to come just say hi and that he was also there.
That's crazy.
So it's kind of crazy how she brought that in, but like we said, take what you want with a grain of salt. I'm definitely going to be focusing on, you know, success, abundance, helping others, helping women, freedom, not getting stuck in routines, traveling. And those are the things that I already do anyway. So just to get that validation of like, I can still do that for the rest of my life was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So if you want the name of this clairvoyant, or if you just loved what we talked about, don't be shy to, like, you know, write your comments or DM us, sharing more or asking more or kind of giving back your feedback. It's always nice to hear from our viewers. We're getting, you know, a lot of viewers from around the world. So if you do want to send something to us and you know, don't be shy to. Vanessa and I are here. We'd love answering. And once again, thank you so much. This podcast would not be here or doing so well
season
without
two.
You. Yeah, season two without the viewers. So honestly, thank you so much. It does mean a lot. And yeah, we'll see you on the next podcast.
Bye, guys.
Thanks again for tuning into our podcast, Tea with Twins.
Don't forget to subscribe and share.